it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a rainy Wednesday as the Phillies get set for Game 3 tonight out in Los Angeles, trying to stave off elimination and giving us some hope as Aaron Nola takes the mound. We got a lot to get into. The ramification tonight, the lineup for tonight, the pitching plan for tonight, and the future, hopefully, which includes a Game 4 tomorrow. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you give somebody the finger, own it. Don't lie about it. Just go ahead and own that thing, man. You ain't got to lie about it. Yeah. Give somebody a finger, just own that thing.
You have got to be smoking something.
Or you just say, I meant to give a thumbs up, and you pretend you did the opposite.
Man,
that was
stop.
Yeah,
stop
that. Well, that. I mean, Jerry's lost at sea. We know that. All right. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, here we go. I mean, like, now it's time to find out what the Phillies are made of. It's time to find out for the next 4 hours what we're made of, because we got to talk through this one. Elimination is here. You know, yesterday was a day to, you know, be angry. I mean, annoyed, frustrated at the way Game 2 went. And now, Hugh, we look ahead to Game 3, in which the Phillies have to go to L.A., out in Los Angeles. They're going to wear the powder blues.
Powder blue.
Yeah, and they're going to try to stave off elimination and do something very few teams in the history of baseball have done. I think it's 16 out of 18 that have gone down 0-2 at home have lost, right? It's hard. And even just in general, going down 0-2 in a best of five, it's about 90% you lose the series. So it is a big, big, big uphill climb they got to face. It starts tonight, though. Game number 3. All right, Hugh, you've been the one ever since the series started to have hope in the face of great odds surmounted against us. Hugh Douglas, do you hope the Phillies win tonight, or do you believe we're getting a game number 4?
I believe we're getting a game number 4. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I have nothing to, you know, base that off of. But, you know, I woke up this morning and I heard the news like everybody else that they were wearing the powder blues. Mm. And if I recall correctly, there's been a lot of history made in those powder blue uniforms, and I think that they know that. I know it sounds crazy, and people are probably in the car talking about, Hugh, you sound ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But these are the things that drive athletes. You know, this is an elimination situation. You know, you talk about the Dodgers and what they've been able to do. The last game was tight. Unfortunately for us, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go because of those circumstances and moments that we talked about yesterday, the fact that they got tight towards the end. But I believe tonight that They're gonna step up, and they're gonna get this game in L.A. I was about to say Washington, but in L.A. I think they're gonna get this game in L.A. And that's it, man. Pride is a hell of a motivator.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm pretty sure that, you know, when you think about, we harped on it all day yesterday, the Castellanos moment. That was a bonehead play. Like, the more you look at that, that was a bonehead play.
Decision and play, the whole
operation.
Yes,
the whole thing was bonehead. You get a chance tonight to redeem yourself. You know for a fact that this city, most of the city, does not believe that you can get this done, especially when you talk about Nola and the fact that he hasn't been what he's been in the past. But tonight, you got to find it. You got to figure it out. You have to do whatever you have to do to get ready. And I'm not saying that he's going to go out there and give you 5 solid innings, but I think he needs to start the game strong. I don't know what that looks like, Joe, because I'm not a dummy. I know that his season hasn't gone the way that we wanted it to go, but we need him to start this game, and we need him for however long he's going to be out there. We need him to be good.
Well, we do. We need him to hold them down until they get the ball to Rangers Suarez. We'll get to the pitching plan tonight, how they're going to do. All right, here is, and I'll start here. Here's what gives me hope for the Phillies tonight. I feel like every single time we have sat here this season, and the season has looked at its worst, every single time they've bounced back in a big way. I think back to the series they had in New York in April where they got swept. They fell to 500. They went to Chicago the next game and lost on a Friday afternoon. It looked bleak, and it looked like, you know what, maybe this is going to be like a 500-ish season. Maybe they're old. Maybe they're not that good. And they bounced back, and they got on a run after that. I think back to the series they had in Pittsburgh in June. They went to Toronto. They got beat up, which actually looked like a bear of things to come because Toronto turned out to be a good team. But they went to Toronto, got beat up, and they went to Pittsburgh. They put Bryce Harper on the injured list with a wrist injury, and they got swept by the Pirates, one of the worst teams in baseball. And they came home to play the Cubs, and they got hot again. And then they had the series against the Mets in New York in August, where I said, this division is over. And they promptly got swept, and everyone was mad at me. Well, you know what they did? They came home, and they got right. And they got right for another month, and they played their best baseball. So that's where my hope comes from. Every time they've had a rock-bottom moment, whether it be their play or the injury to Bryce Harper, the injury to Zach Wheeler, they have found a way to bounce back. So, Hugh, I have great hope tonight that they're going to do it again. And they're going to bounce back, and they're going to give us a reason to believe tomorrow night and believe on Saturday. But it's hope for me, Hugh. I don't believe. They got to give me something to believe in again. They got, especially against this team.
Yeah.
Because they're going up against the best team in baseball, the defending champs, back in their building, off a day off. You know the Dodgers are going for the kill tonight. Like, that's obvious.
Yeah, no question. They're at home. They're in front of their fans. Yeah. It's going to be loud, and it's going to be raucous.
Yeah.
But you got to get it done, man. You have to play. I can't see. They're going to put up a fight. They're definitely going to put up a fight. I can't see it going any other way but the Phillies winning this game.
Well, listen, Hugh, I hope. That's the word I'm at today. You know, you believe it. I hope they're going to do it. And look, if they win this game tonight, then I'll have real belief that tomorrow they could get this thing back here to Game 5. 215-592-9494. It really is the blessing and the curse of a short series. The curse is a couple bad nights you're in a bad spot like the Phillies are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the blessing is, you can get right back in it, right? Like, in a short series, all you need is one win to kind of flip the whole script and put the pressure on the Dodgers tomorrow night to not let this thing get back here for game number 5. Do you hope or do you believe the Phillies are going to win this? And I'm guessing there's probably a segment out there if people just want to be put out of their misery. You know, I'm sure those people are out there, too. I have hope. Hugh has belief. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Rob Thompson yesterday talking about taking this one game at a time.
It's just one game at a time. And that's just the way you got to look at it. You got to slow things down one inning at a time, really. And come out and relax and be yourselves. Don't try to do too much.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's saying the right things. It's easier said than done. I mean, that's why I think of all the games in this series, this one is imperative. They score early and they get a lead early. Because otherwise, you start gripping the bat tighter. Like, you just start kind of... Well, I always think in an elimination game, you start counting the outs. The outs you have left, and the other team starts counting down the outs.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
To knock you out of the series. So a lead tonight would do wonders for their psyche. Would do wonders certainly for my psyche. All right, let's hear from Bryce Harper. Speaking of psyche, does that play? Do you let it get in your head? Do you think about the reality of the series when you get up to bat and you play in this game? Here's Bryce yesterday talking about his mentality, team mentality.
As you prepare, when you're at the plate, like what is that mindset like? Do you acknowledge it or do you just another game?
No, I mean, you acknowledge it. Obviously, I think I said it yesterday. It's first of three, so you know, we win tomorrow, win the next one. Get back home. So I think got to go 1-0 tomorrow. Obviously, that's a really good team over there, and they're, you know, wanting to do it at home, things like that. So just got to play our game and go figure it out.
Play their game, figure it out, get a win. I have hope that they're going to bounce back the way they have so many times this year. Hugh has full belief they're going to win the game. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk through this as we get ready for game number 3, a 9:08 first pitch tonight.
Ooh.
Out in Los Angeles. Put
Jesus
that,
be a fan.
Yeah, yeah, you got to put that extra pot of coffee on. I know I will. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Phillies try to stave off elimination?
I don't know what I feel worse about,
mm-hmm.
the Phillies winning or Hugh Douglas staying up for first pitch.
No, there's no shot he's staying up. I mean, there's no shot.
I am. I'm gonna stay up for. I might stay up for the first pitch.
What about the last pitch?
Probably won't be there for that one. Because I'm gonna hell dive a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hell dive.
That's good.
And then, you know, get ready for the game.
Everybody's locked in. Yeah.
The Phillies are gonna be diving to hell, I think. So look, I want to believe so badly.
Yeah.
My head is telling my heart that it's just not happening, man. Yeah. Like, it's hard for. Like, I can't get around the Nola Yamamoto matchup. It could not possibly be a worse.
Man, when you look at the ERAs when the matchup is posted, it's like 6.01, 2.3 something. Like, crap.
I don't feel good. But, like, I will say, there's a path for me to start feeling good. And all it takes is not just to win tonight, but, like, I need to see Schwarber mash. I need to see Bryce Harper mash. I need to see the top guys, along with the bottom of the lineup, like, play like I've seen them play this season. That could get me buying in a little bit. And, look, they take the game, then you could start looking at it as though say, I mean, just say they split in Philly, but lost game one out in L.A., right? Then all of a sudden, it's the same scenario.
Yeah.
You're down 2-1.
And we're Sanchez back in the mouth tomorrow night.
And maybe people are feeling a little bit better.
Yep.
Right? So I can get there. I'm just not there yet. Like, I'm going to need to see it tonight, and I don't really expect to see it tonight, unfortunately.
I believe it. You know,
yeah,
I believe it.
Well, someone around here has got to believe.
I'm about to do this $5 parlay.
Oh, wow. Parlay on what? What are we doing here?
Philly's money line.
That's only one leg. Yeah,
but I'm a Schwarber. Bomb.
Philly's money line five times?
No, I'm saying. No, you're talking about $1 each? No, crazy.
A Philly's money line is Schwarber home run. You just stop there. He hits a home run, they're probably going to win the game. I mean, let's do
it. I feel that tonight. I'm about to put my money where my mouth is.
I mean,
you know, it's amazing how long it's been since they've hit a home run in the postseason.
He said, whoa,
Can they hit a bomb tonight? Can they put the ball out?
I think Bryce
out?
Harper goes off tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, just everyone's going to go off after all these games.
Why do you do me like that?
Because you're living in the clouds.
I'm not living in the clouds.
I'll take one of them going off, just one.
I think they both hit. Oh. I think they both go yard.
I appreciate this today because there's one thing that I'm lacking. It's any sort of hope, belief whatsoever.
Yeah,
Hugh's
got belief. He does. No, he might be crazy, but we need that.
And a lot of times, because a lot of people like to have stuff that's based in something.
Yeah.
It's just based in my I can't imagine them taking that long ass trip out to LA to lay a big old stinky turd.
Well, I can.
Well, so hold on, but they really haven't laid a turd the first two games. They've been outplayed by a great team.
Yeah,
so that possibility exists tonight again.
And it's been little mistakes have changed the outcome. It's not like they're getting blown out.
No, they're hanging in there with the Dodgers.
Yeah,
which,
so it's you clean up those small mistakes. Because when you think of both games, and I think of them, there were small mistakes that cost you in the worst times of the game.
Totally, yeah.
You just got to stay locked in, man. The one thing that when I see this team that seems like it's a common denominator is when the games are tight, that's when they start to make the mistakes, the little mistakes.
And the Dodgers haven't.
And the balls in the gap that nobody gets and stuff like that. Yeah. If they can stay locked in and not make those small mistakes, man, they're going
to
be fine.
This is good, though. I need somebody to lie to me today a little bit.
I'm not lying to you. This is what I believe. Let me go ahead and cook this parlay.
You cook that parlay up. All right, 215-592-9494. Hope or believe the Phillies going to win tonight and force a game number four. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. You know what? I need Will as the leadoff caller today. Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, I thank you guys for taking me as the first caller. How y'all doing, Dream Team?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, we are ready for a big night. I feel like I'm ready to die, but I'm ready for a big night. Yes.
Hey, who, man? You on board, baby?
I'm definitely on board. I never left.
That's what I'm talking about. We ain't never leaving. Hey, child, listen. The city, our team, everybody need it. Let me get some of that Rocky, baby. Tonight is tonight, baby. For all the doubters, for all the haters that thought the season would be over tonight, guess what? Rocky's coming to L.A., baby. We going down, and we going to knock these Dodgers out the park. You know why? Because we already been battle-tested. We already been in a big fight. And guess what? We came out on top. So what I need from you, Harper, Schwarber, and my man, listen, I need y'all to hit tonight. Every game we lost because y'all wasn't hitting. And tonight is the night. I want to see the eye of the tiger. I want to see that stare down. I want to see a fighter that never goes down and never gives up. But guess what? It's going to take a team effort. I need everybody in. All bats in. All pitchers in. All stealing in. Everybody on one accord. Because guess what? The journey don't stop today. The journey starts today. And guess what? You can make history or become history. But we're going to make history. We're going to be the only team that come from 0-2 and go 3-straight and go to the World Series and win it. Because guess what? That's what Philadelphia do. We don't doubt them. We always stay on top. And we're going to win, baby. So I want every Philadelphia to get off their ass and stop boo-hooing and think that we're going to lose. Guess what? We are Philadelphia fighting. And we coming tonight. And we coming the next day. And the next day. And who's to the World Series? B-A-L-L-L-E-S-T. We win, baby!
Love it.
Will, that was a darn good call.
Make history or become history. I like that. That was good.
That was really good.
That's one of the better ones we've ever had on this show. And listen, I know there's other people that do these and try to do the pump-up speeches. Will hit a home run there. That got me as amped up as anything I've been in days for this team in this series. I love that.
You want to hear my parlay? Because it's a good one. Got it cooked up.
Okay. I mean, you don't fall flat here because Will just got us all pumped up. This better be a good parlay.
Philadelphia. Okay. Money line. Mm-hmm. Over 3.5 runs.
For the Phillies team total?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. They're going to need 4. Okay.
Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper.
Both?
Out the park. Both of them. Tonight's the night. $5.
What's the number?
What's the number? Plus 1,759.
It's not bad. 17-1?
Yeah.
Donation.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's the weekly donation
to
the sports.
No, I'm pushing the button.
Yeah.
I'm pushing the button.
I've never known you to be so charitable.
I'm pushing the button.
Yeah.
The button has been pushed.
All right, it's official then. Let's go.
The button has been pushed.
Let's go to Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning, Brother Lamont. I hear you pushing buttons. You go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren.
I haven't been called Lamont in a long time.
You know, I'm the only one that's going to call you that. That's why. You know, peace out. Shout out to your grandma, too. Listen, because I know she's the one that called you that. Listen,
oh, yeah.
We need to play the Incredible Hulk theme song when he used to walk away when the show was over. Okay? Because it's over.
Okay? Oh, wait a minute.
This team folded like a lawn chair again.
Like a cheap suit.
I'm very disappointed. I mean, I'm very disappointed. It's the second year in a row where we look like the Bad News Bears. You know, we had 3 of the top guys. And y'all going to let me cook on this one because I can feel it. Y'all know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, Kyle, Bryce. How many hits they got combined between them in the 2 games? 2, 3 games?
Two hits combined in 3 games.
Mm.
Or two games. Two hits combined in 2 games, yeah.
That's lawn chair material. They folded. They folded. It's a wrap. It's over. It's over, man. I'm not getting caught up in this. Y'all go right ahead. If they win the second game, if they so happen to get that far, then maybe. But no, it's all over. Nothing else we could do about it.
All right, yeah. Darren, man. We appreciate you, buddy.
That was not what we needed.
Well, but listen.
Even after Will.
Yeah.
After all he did.
It didn't move him at all.
And listen, this is the Phillies' fault. I'm not blaming Will. It's not his fault he didn't pump up Darren.
No.
It's not Hugh's fault that he can't sell people on this in the parlay. This is the Phillies' fault. The Phillies have created this to where they have lost the hope, or they've lost the belief. Right? I think the hope is still there. I still have that. I still have hope they could win a baseball game tonight and get this thing to tomorrow night. And I will say this. If we get to tomorrow night, I believe we have the pitching advantage on the mound to start the game. Sanchez against Glasnow. I will give advantage Phillies tomorrow night. Glasnow's really good. But I would take Sanchez this season over Glasnow. We have an advantage tomorrow night in the starting pitching department, which we really haven't had either the first 2 games. Like, we've matched them, but it really hasn't been advantage, Phillies. Ohtani, Sanchez is close, right? And then I thought Snell is just better than Luzardo, even though it was pretty even.
Yeah, but they had a hell of a pitching night, though.
They did. But I'm saying tomorrow night would be the first night we have the advantage.
Yeah, got you.
Sanchez over Glasnow.
No, I got you. I'm with you, but... You know what the unfortunate thing about the last 2 nights when we were here is that we got some really good pitching.
Great.
Really, really good pitching. Those guys stepped up big time, especially Luzardo. And they have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, it is a shame. I mean, you get those two starting pitching moments and innings at home, and to not win either game, it's crushing. 215-592-9494. Manoli in Burlington. What's up, Manoli?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Listen, I listen or watch every single game every year. I love the Phillies. I love baseball. It's my top two favorite sports, that and soccer, okay, because I came from Europe, whatever, when I was 4. But look, we had both games. We had game 1 against Ohtani. We had L.A. on the ropes, and we just couldn't do it. It's so devastating. It's so – the emotions – are just like unbelievable. We need this game tonight. We need Harper to do his thing as an all-star. Okay. If he doesn't perform tonight, he's going to come down to being like Embiid in the playoffs, like not showing up. I don't know if he's checked out a little bit because his wife just had the baby or what, but Harper, we need you to come through. We had the pitching game 1. We had the lead 3-0. We should have had game 1, right? We should have had game 2 as well. And the fight that I saw within them in game two is giving me hope tonight. All right? Hope. And if we do win tonight, then I think we're going to win tomorrow, because then LA is going to be in their minds of, oh, guys, we got to come together, because we don't want to come back to Philly. We don't want to come back to Philly on Saturday.
Yeah, the pressure switches, you know, quickly, Manoli. So, it becomes like, hey, we don't want to get back on that plane. Let's, you know, it's almost becomes correct. Like the pressure correct. Goes to
and
them.
Baseball,
yeah, yeah.
And baseball is such a beautiful sport because anything can happen. Okay, and we have the talent to beat these guys over there. All right. So I don't want to hear the fans saying, "Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to watch it." Man, get out of here. The true fans have hope tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night. We don't want to hear this fake-ass fans right now. All right? We need to back our team. And one other thing real quick. When I went to game two up in the Bronx in New York, all right, and when Sosa got injured by Marsh, when he got hit in the back, why was Harper just at first base? Castellanos all the way from right field and everyone else came to Sosa to see if he was all right. Has he checked out a little bit? Have you guys seen Harper move a little bit different this year or what? I need your guys' opinion.
Emanuel, it's a good question.
And him running the ball out, okay? Not last week, but the week prior, I think it was the Saturday game, right? He hit the ball, right? It was a fly ball in the infield, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second baseman dropped the ball. He was running with his bat all the way down the line, and then the second baseman dropped the ball. If he would have ran to first base, all right, he would have made it. He would have been safe. I don't know if the guy is checked out or what, man, but yo, you got to get your head in the game right now.
Let's go. Manoli, right? Good phone call, man. We appreciate
and look,
you.
And thank goodness the Phillies did not renew his contract.
The extension would have been a joke.
He's going to be here by 7 months.
The extension would have been a joke. Manoli, Let's go, Phillies. Good phone call. Good phone call. We appreciate you. I like Manoli.
And they're wearing the powder blue tonight.
They are. That got you fired up.
As far as
Harper goes, I don't think he's checked out. I do feel like the last couple of years, Hugh, I don't know if it is the weight of they haven't won yet, if it's because he's been more injured the last couple of years. It feels a lot to me like the joy of the game is not the way it was there. He's also not a kid anymore. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's checked out. I think he wants to win as much as he ever has. As far as his performance, it's not been good enough at all the first few games. I do think the Embiid comparisons are a little over the top. He has done it. Embiid never has done
well,
it. I mean, if you've had moments and you've brought a team to the World Series, Embiid has not come close to that.
I give you that.
Yeah, like,
but Embiid has won an MVP. And
Bryce has won too.
Yeah, he has, but Bryce hasn't won the big show. He hasn't won the big one.
No,
yet.
I know. And if that's the comparison that neither have won anything, that's fine.
Yeah, but Bryce has been there.
Yeah, and Bryce has just been a better postseason player. Now, let's be real about this, though. If he struggles tonight and they lose...
Oh, that storyline changed.
Well, this is the worst postseason series of his career. That's what we're tracking for. He's got to change it. He needs to change it tonight. Let's go. 215-592-9494. Do you have any belief that the Phillies can extend this series tonight? I hope they can. They have some hope that they've bounced back from their worst moments. Hugh believes in this team and the guy who their season is riding on. We'll let you hear from Thompson and the other manager of the Phillies, Bryce Harper, on the plan for Aaron Nola tonight. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You believe you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I have no choice. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like
you
going into the terror zone. You gotta fight, man. You have no choice because you know what it means if you go out there and you lay a big old stinky turd.
Yeah, well, legacies are on the line tonight. Yeah, listen, I have great hope the Phillies are going to bounce back and win a game tonight because they've done it every single time that we've needed them to. And when we've been as the most down I've been, they've always bounced back this season. There's something they have about them. That being said, do I believe it full and wholeheartedly? No. I mean, they need to convince me before I believe it. I hope it. I don't believe it. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, can we hear from both the Phillies managers on the usage tonight of the pitchers? We know that Aaron Nola is going to start the game, which I'm not thrilled about. Hugh Douglas is the number one. You should have come in here in a Nola jersey today. You've become the Nola guy on this
and
show.
And now listen, you
6.01.
Somebody needs to be.
Yeah,
you
that's
are
true.
You are the chosen one today.
Aaron Nola.
In this game.
He's a 6-year right.
No, I hear what
you're losing me.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but Topper believes in you. You can't let this man.
Topper's judgment is what I need to have my hope off of.
Listen.
Losing me again.
Again.
Come on now.
I have nothing to base this off of, or I have nothing to make you believe this, but this is a big moment, man.
Yeah.
This is the reality of the situation that we're in. Whatever happens tonight, this team is going to change. It has to. Cannot run this back the way that it's been. Cannot keep the status quo. That's a fact. Yeah. Guys are going to be gone, and it might be painful to move people, but I feel like that's the only alternative. How many times have we danced this dance?
Yeah, a lot.
And it's gotten progressively worse every postseason.
No question it has. All
right, so it can't be the same.
Aaron Nola tonight, when he steps on the mound, will be the pitcher with the highest regular season ERA to ever start a postseason game for the Phillies. He's got to make us forget that by about 11 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, it's going to come back on Topper. Speaking of Topper, let's hear Topper about the pitching plan for tonight's game.
Well, he's more comfortable with starting, one. You're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them. Don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us.
Yeah, that's great. You know, so did Curt Schilling. I mean, like, you know, so did Cole Hamels. Like, at some point, the past is the past. The trust thing and big games of the past doesn't matter to me. In fact, I still can't wrap my mind around the fact that Ranger's not starting this game, but that is what it is. He's going to pitch at some point. Let's hear the Phillies' other manager, Bryce Harper, all but confirming Ranger will come out of the bullpen tonight.
I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good. Changeup looked good. Sinker. So, I mean, obviously he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you never know. You know, I hope he goes 9 shutty and, you know, call it a day.
Who asked him that?
I don't know who asked, yeah.
I have a problem with that line of questioning.
Hold on, he answered it.
Yeah, he could have said, I'm not the manager. That's Topper's decisions.
You're right. He did answer it. But why are we asking him that, though? Like, and you know, we've made jokes about it for the last couple of seasons I've been here.
Yeah.
But that was a lot to digest in this moment.
Because he's the manager.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. But for you to give that much detail, that's not your station. You know what you need to do, Bryce? That kind of pissed me off a little bit. It just pissed me off just a little bit. You know what you need to do, Bryce?
Hit
the baseball.
Well, yeah. Keep the main thing.
Bryce, real talk. I'm glad you are well-versed in what Ranger's doing. What are you doing, though? Like, seriously. Like, this is where people feel like Bryce Harper gets a pass. Why are you asking Bryce Harper about somebody else's game and not asking him about his game?
I don't think it's a problem with hold on. Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Saquon, all those guys would get asked about scheme questions and stuff on the Eagles offense, but they would say that's a question for the coaches, right? Like, it's not on the question, it's on the way he answered it.
You're right, but my point still stands, Kyle. Why are you worried about – so worry about your damn self.
I think, you're right, Kyle, that the Eagles comparison, Trey probably wouldn't be asked that question. There's something about the gravitas of Bryce.
Yes.
They think he has an opinion
in the weight of that moment – ooh, let me calm down.
At 10:36? At least I waited until almost noon yesterday to almost hit the dump button.
You,
come on now.
You have not shown up yet. Well, but you got a lot to say about what Granger doing?
I agree. I just don't think it's knowing what you just said about Bryce will answer the question. That's why you asked
him. No, I get why he was asking it.
But you know what the best thing for you to say? Hey, man. I need to worry about myself.
Listen, I whatever Topper does, I'm behind. But I need to
worry about myself.
We need to give them runs.
This is where there's a disconnect. Hey, Bryce, this is a better question, Kyle. Hey, Bryce, where the hell have you been?
I'm sure he was asked something similar.
No, but I'm saying flat out, Bryce, where have you been? You are the straw that stirs the drink, like Joe likes to say. Where have you been in this playoff series? That's a better question. Instead of worrying about what Ranger looks good. What about you, Bryce?
Yeah, again, I don't have a problem with the question. I just have a problem with the way Bryce answered it.
Yeah, no, he got you.
Well, he answered it as if he's in charge.
That's exactly right.
Again, regardless of who's in the mound, a lead will help those guys.
You're talking about somebody that don't read the room,
Get them some runs. Ranger, no. All right, so what should be the plan tonight? Hugh, if I was Topper, and I'm not, obviously, because I wouldn't have bunted the other night.
Can I change my parlay? Because I don't like that. I don't like hearing that.
No, you cannot change your parlay.
You realize he's got to step up.
Hold on.
That was irritating.
I know, but you got thousands of listeners to bet along with you. I mean, and then what happened?
I'm locked in.
There's going to be a mass cash out on
FanDuel. Give me back my $3.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone who covers sports betting is going to put up an article. Thousands of bettors cash out of a parlay at 10:40.
Now, what happened is they heard that, and they changed the odds, and now Hugh's cash out is going to be 250.
Oh, my goodness, man.
They stole his money. All right. What should be the plan tonight? We obviously...
Mash.
The pitching. Between Bryce and the manager there, the other manager, they laid it out. Nola's going to start the game. Ranger is going to come in. Hugh, if it was me, I give Nola one time through the order tonight. One time. So in a perfect world, 9 up, 9 down, and I know there would then be a feeling like we gotta leave him in. He's dealing, but I give him one time through the order. If I can get 3 innings, wonderful. If it's the third where I have to go put Ranger in, fine. And then I hand it over to Ranger, and I hope he can get me through the 7th inning. So I'm asking, in a perfect world, Nola to get me 9 outs, somewhere in that range, and then I give it to Ranger for the next
3 batters.
Nine outs. Give me three innings max.
I'm just saying.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want Ohtani and Betts and Freeman to see him twice. One time through, well, and I'm giving the ball to Ranger. What do you got?
No, I was going to wait. Kyle.
Well, I just didn't like the in an ideal world. In an ideal world, he goes through twice, and we're unscathed, and then Ranger can carry you through the rest of the game.
All right, that is ideal, but my fear with him is you don't know when it's going to go.
Of course.
And you push, like the other night he pushed, and it was fine, I was okay with it, Lizardo into the 7th, mm-hmm. and then it all fell apart. Yeah. Like with Nola, that could happen in the 3rd inning or the 4th.
That's also going to depend on what our offense does behind him.
Yeah, the score matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if it's 3-0 Dodgers, you got to get him out.
Of course.
Right. Like, but if it's 3-0 Phillies, I think you... Temp fade a little bit. Let him
go. A little leash. How long are you pushing Nola tonight? Because we could all say, we could live in a pie in the sky, 7 shutout innings. It's not happening, right? Like, we know the plan. They're going to get Ranger in behind him at some point. How much are you asking out of Nola?
To be honest, when I think about this, I see 2 innings.
That's kind of where I'm at. Two or three innings.
And you have faith that they're going to win?
No, listen to what I'm saying, Kyle.
That does kind of go against it.
I see two. I'm hopeful for 5. I said that yesterday. I'm hopeful for 5. But the reality is, this is one of those situations because, Joe, to your point, he does have a 6-point-something ERA.
Yes.
Six-point-whatever it is. And it's one of those things where, with him, he's had a history of he'll have a few rocky innings and then he'll settle in. How much damage can be, accrued in that moment where – you're comfortable with that. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Are we talking a 1-run game or giving up 1 run, or are we talking about 2 or 3? Like, that's the reality of it. If he gives me in this sample size, if he can give me 2 strong innings, I'll take that. Cause that's that's pretty good. And then let Ranger carry the rest of the way.
You know what's a fact, though, Hugh?
What's that?
You know what his 2025 postseason ERA is?
No.
Zero.
Rinola's?
Zero. As a pitch yet.
Okay.
No, zero.
So he hasn't been in this moment.
I'm just trying to help you out.
No, I hear you.
I'm saying this postseason.
No, I'm saying, you're talking about, okay, yeah, no.
Clean slate.
Free. All right.
No, clean slate.
I saw an article yesterday, MLB.com.
I thought you would set me up.
No, he was telling
later.
You.
No, I got it.
He was feeding you good
info. The punchline's coming later.
All right. Yeah. So, I saw this article yesterday, MLB.com, and we could take this one of two ways. This could be good for us, or it could be bad for us. I just want your take on it. So this season, and this is a change from the past, this year, do you know what the most home run friendly ballpark is? Like where the most home runs
are? Dodgers?
Dodger Stadium. And now, it wasn't always like that. And I'm not sure if it's just a random thing, but it's even the Dodgers. The Dodgers themselves have hit more home runs there than on the road. So it's not just their pitchers or whatever. There's more home runs hitting that park than any park. So, Hugh, that could go one of two ways. It could be our guys are going to hit some out because that's a park where home runs are hit, right? Maybe Bryce, maybe Schwarber. The other way to look at it, though, is how long can I ask Aaron Nola to pitch in the most home run friendly ballpark in baseball?
Yeah.
That's a lot, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to tempt fate because it just feels like the longer he pitches, the ball's going to fly over the wall at some point. I would ask him to give me 9 outs. Get me through the order one time. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
You.
Yes.
With all due respect, are you crazy?
Yes.
Good and crazy.
Good and.
Let me understand this. So you can't envision them laying an egg tonight, but they just lost 2 games in the bank. And, like I want to say, I'm trying to clean up my word here. They did you-know-what all over themselves.
They pooped the bed. They pooped
faith,
the bed.
You have faith. Yeah, there we go. But you have faith that they're going to go out into L.A. and they're going to win tonight.
Yes.
Okay, let's look at what you're predicting here. So we got Aaron Nola with a 6-plus ERA.
Mm-hmm.
We have Schwarber, right, who you're going to put money on too, right, because he's going to go yard.
He's going to go yard tonight.
Over 7 with 5 Ks. His batting average is 0. Mm-hmm. His on-base percentage is 125 and slugging 0.
Yes.
And then Harp, all right, you have faith in Harp.
His wife just had a baby. Yeah.
1-for-7, 3 Ks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know, she performed. He's not. Batting average is 143, 250 on base percentage and slugging 143. So you want me to have hope in that? So I'll have hope with you, but here's my definition of hope. Having only painful expectations. I have that hope. Yes.
Yeah, that's hope that they forced on us, Chris. That's their fault.
No, I get why you feel the way that you feel. But
and listen, you're praying for a miracle, but listen, you have a better chance that you people will show some level of intelligence online and stop being cowards that, you know, talk tough but hide in your mom's basement behind your computer.
You've
got a better
people.
Luck of that happening, those clowns becoming functioning normal members of society.
Poking
so
the
you
bee's
know
nest.
I know.
Well, you people that talk tough, y'all a bunch of clowns and you suck. And you know what's going to happen tonight? Tonight, the circus topper is going to come to a conclusion. The pain will end, and we get to see Thompson in a Phillies uniform for the last time. Have a good day, guys.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. Look, the topper thing, it's been if you add up the first 2 games, it's been a disaster. I mean, the seventh inning on game 1, Robertson, and then you know, the Strom situation and bringing Robertson back, that was bad. The bunt was horrendous. I don't think there's any coming back for Topper if Nola gets rocked in the first inning. I just think that's the nail in the coffin. Now, look, if he pitches great, then we will come in here tomorrow and we'll say, Rob Thompson, you won this one. You were right. You had faith in your guy. He can't control what happens, but he can control his lineup, right?
Yeah.
He puts that out there. I don't think he could survive Nola getting rocked in
something's,
the first inning.
The worm is turning.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe. And to... Who just called in? I forgot already.
It was Chris Middleton.
Yeah, Chris, my fault.
Was that on purpose?
I forgot. I didn't do that on purpose. I did. I had a brain fart.
Yeah.
But my point is this. It's not like they got blew out in both
no,
games.
No,
that, they did not got blew out. Yeah, they did not get blew out.
Blown out? They got blew out?
I'm having so many self-edits this morning. It's crazy.
My goodness.
So that's what gives me a little bit of hope. There's some fight left in this team. It's been bonehead stuff at the end of the games. So if you go in with that mindset and if you just play loose and relax and not get stiff as the game progresses, I think you got a shot.
Well, and they did fight back even just in game two, right?
Yes,
they were
did.
Down 4-0. They scored the one in the eighth, and then they scored the two in the ninth. And if it wasn't for the bunt heard around the world, we might be a 1-1 series.
I will feel better, though. I will feel a whole lot better. I think they're going to win tonight, but I would feel a whole lot better if I knew the status of Harrison Bader.
I would, too. I think you mean in terms of in or out of the lineup?
As far as that's concerned.
He's obviously banged up. He could not run the other night. Like, he got the hit, and then they took him out right away. We'll get to the lineup later and what it could look like without Bader if he's not in there. Obviously, we hope he's in there. If I had to guess right now, I don't think he's going to be in the lineup. Now, John Ritchie was bringing up this morning the idea of painkillers, right? How they could do whatever they got to do to get him ready tonight. We'll see. It would be a huge boost if they can get him in the lineup because it just looks a lot different when he's not out there. And I trust him. I trust him to give them a kickstart tonight if he can get himself in the lineup. All right, 215-592-9494. Rita is in Philadelphia on WIP. Hey, Rita.
Hi.
Rita, what's up?
I think Harper's a phony.
Okay.
I think he's selfish. you could see that when Schwarber hit 4 home runs and Harper didn't crack a smile. The whole team was jumping up and down. Not Harper. Okay, he's selfish and he's a phony.
Oh, wow.
Also, when Sosa got hit, and who the hell is he to talk about the lineup, the pitching tonight? Exactly right. Where the hell has he been? He hasn't done crap. He's a choke, and I wish that the Phillies didn't have him. And by the way, Nola, I think Nola can go 4 or 5. I really do. He's done it before. He's a workhorse. He knows he's got a lot on the line, and I have faith in that.
Well, Rita, I really love your faith in Nola. I hope you're right, because that would change. If he can get them into the fifth inning, and it's obviously not many runs on the board, that gives them a great chance to win.
Yes. So what are you going to do about Harper? Can somebody please ask him, like the caller said? I mean, like your partner said, why aren't you asking Harper what the hey he's doing?
Well, we need to send dogged reporter Hugh Douglas out there to L.A.
No, be like, man, what you doing?
Yeah, what's your problem, man? What are you doing?
That'd probably be my first.
Would that be it?
Last.
What's your, yeah, and then they escort you out of the building?
You think he's a phony? Come on, boys. You think he's a phony? Lay it on the line. You think he's selfish? Let me hear what you got.
Rita, I love your passion. She's pissed. I mean, what am I going to say?
She's asking us, what do we think? I think phony's strong.
Let me say this. I want to make sure I say it the right way. He has been bad in these two games. He needs to be way better. I think we're being a little bit strong on him as a postseason player, as if the past never happened. I recognize he hasn't won a championship yet. Until now, he has performed in the playoffs. I mean, this is the only time he hasn't performed in a series in his entire Phillies career. Now, he hasn't always been great. He's had some okay series in his Phillies career. But, Hugh, we've never seen this. I mean, we've never seen this before. Like, we're talking about him as if it's a pattern where he has just flopped. That's not the case. Now, if he goes out with a whimper tonight, Hugh, then there's no defense. Then he's one of the biggest reasons they lost the series.
Yeah.
And he can change that tonight, or he cannot.
And I just, you know, for me, with your performances in the postseason, for you to have so much to say about the pitching is a lot to digest. When you're the guy, and we sat here, and I remember you vividly saying, and I didn't think that was the case, but I remember you vividly saying he needs to step up and be the Bryce Harper of old.
They need it so bad.
He hasn't been half of that.
No, he hasn't.
And for you to have, you gave a whole diatribe. Like, that's the part that bothers me, Joe. You gave a whole diatribe. You asked Topper what was going on. He looks good. He might. I imagine we'll see him tonight. You went into staunch detail about the pitching. And it's like, dog, what does your stat line look like? Like, seriously. That's a lot. That's where I think the disconnect is. I don't think he's a phony, but damn it, man, you got a lot to say about something that does not directly affect
you. And the feeling is changing. Like, that Rita's entitled to her opinion. I think it's a little strong, but if he struggles tonight, You said it yesterday, Hugh. Bedlam at the Bank is becoming further in the rearview mirror. It happened. It will always be part of the legacy of him here and the Phillies, and it's a World Series trip, which does not come around here very often. But, like, that can't be it. We can't just have never again do anything special and just say, oh, that was a great run. No, he's got to do more. They have to do more. And as far as her point, Hugh, on him not maybe being happy when Schwarber had his four home run, I didn't see that. If it happened, I missed it. Do I think, if you ask me, do I think Bryce Harper loves the idea that it's become this Kyle Schwarber show this year?
No, probably not.
But
he's a competitor.
Sure, and he's always been the star, right?
That dude.
But guess what? There's a way he can change that. Hit three home runs tonight.
Yeah, step out of the shadow.
Like, I'm not saying it's probably three home runs or even likely, but it's happened before in the playoffs. Just give me one. Give me one in the first inning of the game. Could you imagine the feeling we'd all have if either Schwarber or Harper, because we're talking about Harper right now, hits a home run in the first inning off of Yamamoto?
Oh, yeah. Philly would go bananas.
Yes, and I think that the pressure in that dugout would be lifted so fast. So fast. Yeah, the pressure's on Bryce tonight. I mean, it is. The pressure's also on Schwarber. We're not going to let him off the hook. The pressure's on Schwarber, too. I heard the afternoon show yesterday talking about Schwarber and coming back after the season. The feeling on Schwarber in two games has gone from no doubt have to bring him back to there could be some people out there, maybe a majority, that says, whatever. I think that's strong, but that's out there. That is out there. That's what these guys have on the line tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, do you hope the Phillies win tonight, or do you believe they win tonight? More on that coming up. Plus, what about the Phillies? Do you think they believe they could win the series? Let's hear what John Middleton said about this group on Friday at a Red October rally. It was strong, and if his feeling is right, they're going to fight tonight. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to discuss here. Elliot will join us at noon. We do have an Eagles game tomorrow, which feels weird because we're all in the mode of the Phillies. More of your Phillies calls coming up. Do they believe? Do you believe? Hope or belief? It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.